Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The catcher, Milt May. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rennie Martin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Davis fumbles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Durham goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Summers reaches second base with a double. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Summers scores. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wolford trying to get to third. Henderson throws the ball into Sandberg, who tags Wolford for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. May reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Durham throws the ball into Davis, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman fields it and throws to second for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from May and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The slide. May applies the tag. Buckner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summers is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Doug Bird. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Fred Braining now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Moreland moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Durham moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Gary Woods pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Woods reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Davis scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson is walked intentionally. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Keith Moreland now playing left field. Leon Durham now playing right field. Lee Smith now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bergman strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Milt May. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Brenly moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Clark pinch hits for Champ Summers. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Brenly now catching. Jack Clark now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jim Barr now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.